Happy Easter. My name's Reverend Christian, if I haven't met you before, and this is Reverend Ruth, and we'd love to welcome you here if you haven't been here before. And I've just got a little few things I'm going to talk about related to the readings. It's such a joy and a relief to reach Easter Day. I don't know about you, but the past 6 weeks have been full of different things. All our lives will have been filled with positives and negatives, things that are fearful and things that are joyful. Now, as I talk briefly, I would love to have some friend help, perhaps, from some of the younger people. There are some Easter eggs hidden, I believe. I don't know how. Did you hide them? Brilliant. Okay, so Megan hid the eggs. You can blame her if they're really tricky to find. So if anybody would like to move around a bit and find chocolate eggs, it would be super helpful for me. Have you got a basket?
Yes, it's at the front. I forgot to get it.
Okay, so Reverend Ruth is going to organise a bit of gathering in the chocolate. And if that doesn't happen, that's fine too. You're happy there? Okay. Brilliant. Good. And now look after them and bring them back carefully. That would be great. So while they're gathering in the eggs, which have been scattered outside and are hidden, let's have a really quick recap of the week that we have just travelled through. Christians around the world and here in Romsey have been retelling the Easter story. And the Easter story is something, it doesn't change actually. It's the same every year, but there is also always something new and exciting to reflect on as we come to it. So this week we have been on a journey. We have seen Jesus arrive on a donkey, triumphant into Jerusalem. We've seen the crowds cheer and be very excited to see him. We've seen Jesus with his friends sat around having a meal together, the meal that we call the Last Supper. We see Jesus taking a towel, putting it around his waist, kneeling down and washing his disciples' feet, showing that he has come to serve. And that is what love looks like. It's humble and it's an act of coming low and taking care. So we get to the meal. And then all of a sudden, everything becomes very fast and very terrible. Jesus is arrested. He goes through a trial. And he goes through Peter's denial. So Peter denies that Jesus is even his friend, that he even knows him. And as we know, Jesus dies on the cross. We hear so soon after that about the love and the care of Jesus' friends. A man called Nicodemus and a man called Arimathea, Joseph of Arimathea, they ask for his body. They take his body down. They wrap him in strips filled with beautiful oils and myrrh. They take care of his body and they lay Jesus in a tomb. And the tomb is sealed with a huge stone. And the Romans are so scared that somebody's going to come and steal the body that they place two guards, or maybe more, outside the tomb. And that is where we are this morning. Everybody is scattered. The disciples have run away. They've hidden. They are afraid. There are four different accounts of Easter morning, and each account is slightly different. And this year we have an account from Matthew. Matthew is one of the four gospel writers, and his account is really dramatic. So we join Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary, who we're not quite sure which Mary that is. And as Ruth said to me earlier in this week, if you were going to make this story up, you would give all the characters different names. So there are two Marys, and Mary, they arrive. And as they arrive at the tomb, it says that they just wanted to go and see the tomb. It's where their precious friend has been laid. They arrive at the tomb, and there is a sudden, enormous flash of light. The ground trembles like an earthquake, and they see the stone being rolled back. And very cheekily, the angel who has brought this about sits on top of the stone and observes. The Roman guards, do you remember them? They've been there all night, and they are so afraid that they drop to the ground. They faint. And the angel speaks directly to the two women. The angel says, "Do not be afraid." Do you recognize that? Christmas. The angels, they love to say that. It is a fearful thing to meet an angel. "I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified," the angel says. "He is not here, for he has been raised. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him." So the women leave with great fear and great joy. The women run to tell the disciples, but on the way, they meet Jesus. Jesus greets them. The women come to him, and they fall to their feet. It's the only explanation for how it is that they then are holding on to his feet and they don't want to let go. They hold his feet and they worship him. And Jesus says to the women, we hear these words again, "Do not be afraid." And he sends the women to find the disciples to give them the good news that Jesus is risen from the dead and that Jesus will meet them in Galilee. They too will get to meet the risen Jesus. So our eggs are hopefully being found out there. I think they've been really well hidden. We might see them in a couple of hours, bringing them back. The eggs are kind of scattered out there, aren't they? And they were being gathered back in. And the disciples were scattered and they were hidden, a bit like those eggs. And they're now being gathered in as we go through this story. They're going to be gathered in. The women, they meet and experience the miracle of the risen Lord. And the disciples themselves, each in their own way. If you go on to read the accounts going on in Acts from then and at the end of some of the Gospels, you will hear about each and every time a person, a disciple, meets with the risen Lord. So, what does this mean for us here and now in Romsey Town in Cambridge? I think it's simply that we need to hear Jesus's really firm assurance that we do not need to be afraid. The world is a difficult place to live in, but Jesus assures us of his presence by the Holy Spirit. He assures us of his invitation to walk through life with him, and he assures us of his forgiveness. It is also joyful. The fear can be replaced with joy because Jesus is risen. And it is also joyful because God rejoices. It's not just joyful for us. God rejoices. He rejoices in gathering all his people in finding the lost and bringing them home. And that's what we are here today, God's gathered people. Today, my friend Sam is going to be baptized in the name of the God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he's going to be received into the church as a part of today's Easter celebrations. And Sam, the Trinity are rejoicing over you as you take this next step. And we can all rejoice together that we, like Sam, are rejoiced over. We are loved, we are set free to be forgiven and to forgive. And like the eggs, which are coming now to be given to Reverend Ruth, or I can take them up here. Thank you so much. We're gathered in here today to share this good news. And then at the end, these will be shared out, just as you will go back out into the world to share the good news with those around you. So, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.